ever dreamt of sitting back on a Friday night drinking a glass of wine whilst watching your ticket sales just flow in effortlessly? Well, now you can with Stage Stubs, the UK's leading dance ticketing software. No more long nights sitting on a small table in your studio, collecting money behind a tower of tickets, hiding from a queue of parents that goes beyond your front door. And best of all, Stage Stubs is completely free for you to use. You get 100% of the ticket face value in your pocket. Not only is it quick and easy for you to use, it's quick and easy for your customers to use too. Your attendees can purchase tickets while at work or in bed directly on their mobile, 24 hours a day, right up until the day of your show or event. If you're not using Stage Stubs to sell your dance show tickets, you really are missing out, guys. Getting started couldn't be easier. So sign up for your free Stage Stubs account today at www.stagestubs.com. Check it out. Welcome to the Dance School Startup Mini Podcast, bringing you bite-sized advice each week to help you at the start of your dance school's journey. My name's Laura Gillam, and I've been a dance teacher for over 20 years and a school owner for over 14 years. I'm so excited to support you on your journey, and I look forward to getting to know you more in the Dance School Startup Facebook group. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Dance School Startup Podcast. Guys, it's been a hot minute, but I am back with a new set of podcasts to help you and your businesses be the very best that they can be. And you can listen to my dulcet tones for the next 10 minutes and hopefully learn a thing or two about what I am going to be talking about today, which is something that has been absolutely all over the group on Facebook. People are desperate for ways to improve their time management. Oh my God, guys, I can see and hear and feel people rolling their eyes saying, oh, this is me, please help me, this is going to be the podcast that changes my life. Well, I might not change your life, guys, but trust me, I'm here to help as much as I possibly can. So I'm going to share with you my time management skills, which actually, to be fair, I think are pretty good because I run three businesses and I'm kind of on top of them all. So all good, all good. So I'm going to share with you as much as possible my time management skills and the way that I set things out on a day-to-day, month by month and year by year. Also, the tools that I use to do it. So settle in, grab a cuppa. Or a glass of wine, if it's the evening. There's no judgment here. And perhaps a notepad. And let's get cracking. Now, the first thing to talk about here is that it is so important that you factor into your day the things that you have to do regardless. Because it's all very well when you run a business to just head to the office, sit down and think, God, I'll open my emails and see what happens. But this is literally the absolute epitome of winging it. And let's face it, we all know that winging it never, ever amounts to us being our best selves or, you know, getting everything done that we need to do in a day. So actually, the best thing that you can do is sit down either the night before, but let's be realistic, if we don't finish teaching till 9:30 and we don't get in till 10, we've barely got time to eat and grab a glass of wine and go to bed, you know, let's be realistic. So it's going to be in the morning, and for a lot of us after the school run, it's a lot. But ultimately, you need to sit down with a pen and paper and work out what you need to do that day. There's no point just jumping on your computer, opening up your emails and seeing what happens. You know, there's things that you have to do regardless, and there are things that you need to do for you regardless. So for example, for myself, I know that every day I need to factor in a walk. It doesn't matter if it's half an hour or the luxury of having an hour dog walk. But regardless, I need that for me and my self-care. So I have to factor that in every day. So I do. That is non-negotiable. That's something I'm going to do. Things like taking my son to school, that's obviously a non-negotiable. I have to factor that into the day, so that goes into my timeline. I have to pick him up from school, that goes into my timeline. Got to do the shopping, that goes into my timeline. Need to tidy up the house, that sometimes goes into my timeline. I'm not going to lie, guys, my house is quite neat and tidy most of the time, but never step foot into my bedroom. Just don't go in there, ever. It's not going to please your eyes. But let's not give all my secrets away, eh? But yes, regardless, all of those things have to go into my daily plan. And I've started my daily plan with these things and I haven't even thought about my work things yet. So, you know, already the day is starting to get pretty filled up. Now, some of these things are going to be happening throughout the week. So, you know, shopping's not going to happen every day. Tidying's not going to happen every day. There may be days where somebody else picks up your son or daughter from school. You know, at the end of the day, these things are just regular things that happen throughout the week, but we have to plot them in so we can plot everything else around them. And as I say, my walk is one of those important things, so I plot that in as well. And another thing that I want to tell you to do is plot in when you're going to take a break and eat, because again, when you're a business owner, it's so easy to just keep going. Oh, I'll just do this, I'll just do that. And then before you know it, you've worked absolutely full out all day, and then it's time to go into work and teach. And you're thinking, I haven't even grabbed the sandwich yet. I've barely been to the loo, you know? So you've got to take the time to factor these things in, and you have to be disciplined. You know, we talk about this all the time. When you're a business owner, there's no one there telling you what to do. So you're at the top. You have to be disciplined. You have to make sure that everything gets done. And that includes everything that needs to happen to you or for you. And honestly, guys, you just need to be strong here, because if you don't, it's just so easy to fall into a pattern where you just work flat out, and we all know that that ends in burnout. And that certainly isn't the destination that we're hoping to arrive at. We also need to make sure that we factor in the times that we need to leave the house. So I am that detailed in the fact that on my timeline, I write down, right, I need to leave at 3:30, then I start teaching at 4:30, then that's blocked out. Then I leave teaching at 9:30, I arrive home at 10, and then at 10 o'clock, I do X, Y, and Z, nighttime, bedtime, done. And it's literally planned out to a T. And this level of discipline really isn't that hard, because once you get started and get used to it, it's actually so relaxing and so relieving. And you're just so on top of everything that it doesn't feel like discipline. It just feels like you're on top of your life, which, let's face it, guys, is there a better feeling than feeling like you're on top of everything? Now, I've actually popped into the Facebook group the template that I just made myself up on Canva, which is my sort of daily life planner. And it starts at 1 o'clock in the morning and finishes at midnight. So, I mean, I could be very detailed if I wanted to be, but I literally just either print one of those off, or I've got a diary that's got the timeline in it. And I just do this every day, and I just stick it up on my notice board, and I just have a little turn around whenever I need to and just check in with what I've got to do for that day. So guys, if you fancy just printing one off yourself to give it a go, you can check out the one that I popped into the group that I made on Canva. If you can't find it, tag me and I'll share it with you. Or just make yourself up one, or grab a diary that's got it in there and give it a go. It'll change your life. Okay guys, I want to introduce you to Dance Cuts, which is a new music editor made specifically for dancers and dance teachers just like us, so that we can edit and mix our own dance music. It's free and it's super easy to use. This user-friendly editor makes it so easy just to add music, add high-resolution sound effects, change speeds, and it's got dance-specific features that you're not going to find anywhere else. And there are no confusing buttons or tools, and they even have built-in tutorials that make this easy system even easier to learn. It's letting us make perfect music for our perfect dances. Dance Cuts is revolutionising the way that we cut our music. No more having to pay an expensive professional to get results that perhaps weren't what we were envisioning. I'm starting to use Dance Cuts now for all of my music editing, and I think you guys should give it a go. You can learn more and download Dance Cuts by going to www.dancecuts.com. Check it out. So once I've sat down and I've worked out my day-to-day tasks, I then pop them into monday.com. Now, monday.com is a new thing that I've started using over the last couple of months, and I've got to say, I am already obsessed. I used to have a look at like Trello and Asana and all of these things that people talk about, but monday.com is just so simple. It's not clunky, and if you're like me and you just like things to be clean and easy, you'll probably really like it. And I've got one obvious board that's got different sort of sections in it where I can put my little to-do tasks, and then you can just tick whether they're done, you're working on it, or you're stuck and you need a little bit of time to look through it. And you can create separate boards as well. So I've got a board for my house. I've got a board for this podcast now. And it's all in one place. And it's got an app as well for your phone. And it looks exactly the same on your app as it does on your desktop, which I think is really cool because I hate it when the apps look really different and you can't navigate and you don't know where everything is. But also, it's completely free if you're only sharing it with one or two people. So I just share my board now with my brand new PA. Did you see that post? Oh my goodness, I'm so excited that I've got a PA. I literally feel like I've made it, guys. But I've just shared it with her, and so we can see each other working on different projects or different tasks. So at the moment, for example, it's a very exciting time at Gillam's because we are converting our loft in the studio into a wardrobe department. So we've brought in racks and racks and rails and bought loads of coat hangers, and all of our thousands of costumes are currently being catalogued. Oh, it really is the dream. She is going up there and everything's being put into sort of departments. So we've got a primary section, junior section, senior section, ballet section, tutu section, accessory section, everything on rails, hung up with little notes on to tell you how many you've got of each and what size. Guys, seriously, it is the dream. But a little secret is that I'm hoping to start hiring them out to local dance schools. So that's why we're getting super organised. But also, me and my staff are just going to have a field day when it comes to shows, because we'll just go upstairs and be excited by the rails that are in front of us. It's very exciting. Anyway, I digress. But the fact is that, yes, she can see my board, I can see my board, and we can work on things together, message each other and update each other. So if you're working with somebody, it's super useful, or if you just want to use it for yourself, it just helps to keep you on track. So that's monday.com. Big fan. Check it out. Okay, so that's how I do things on a day-to-day. I've got my planner, I sit down, I work out my hours, and away we go. But there is something that I do that is absolutely imperative to making all of this work and is a complete lifesaver. And I've spoken about this with some of you before, but I've not spoken about it on the podcast. So I want to talk about my yearly to-do list. Now, honestly, guys, I cannot express to you enough how much this changed my life. I started it probably about 8 years ago, and I still continue to update it every single year as I go through. Having an annual to-do list is going to be a complete game changer because you have so many tabs open in your brain on a day-to-day basis. And the thing is, some of the things that you do in your business, you only do once or twice a year. And when it comes around to it again, you've got no recollection as to how you did it last time. And you're effectively starting from scratch. Now, hopefully you are already keeping templates of absolutely everything that you do. Any letters, any emails is so important. If you're not doing that, you really must get started with that straight away. Every time you write a letter or an email, save it as a template so that the next year you can just simply go back in, change the dates, change the facts and resend it out. It's going to give you such a great starting place, and it's so important so that you don't have to keep starting from scratch every single time. But with my annual to-do list, everything is set out according to how my business is mapped out per season. So for example, at my school, we do exams every February. We do a musical theatre performance every February. And we do our main summer show every single July. Then we have a two-week intensive musical theatre school that we do in the summer holidays. So everything happens at the same time every single year. And obviously each one of these events have a method for how I put them together, and they have a set of their own, you know, letters and things like that that needs to go out. But without my annual to-do list, how on earth am I going to remember when I need to do things and, you know, make sure things don't slip through the net? So let me give you an example of what mine looks like, and I'm just sort of turning around in my office now to have a little nose. So, okay, we're in May, and things that I need to do in May. The first thing I need to do is make sure that I send out my show letter number 2, which I've done, and I have got that completed and in green on monday.com on my board, which is very satisfying. And I need to make sure that my email goes out in May to the school about adding new classes in September. So that's something that I do, sort of an upselling technique, and just making sure that everybody who's already part of the school gets priority over any spaces that we might be offering out in September. So that email's got to be done. So an example of things that I need to do in June would be my third and final show letter needed to go out. I need to gather in show music from my staff. I need to create my program, and I need to order t-shirts for the summer project. So I do that in June so that they're in time for July. So there's some things there. And then in the July, one of my things is that I send out my template of final show reminders. I let people know of any other last minute class places so I can upsell them. And then I reopen the waiting list ready for September. So, you know, guys, that's a lot of information just there. I haven't even read out half of the things that's on this list, but that's a lot of information for me to just remember each year. It just takes the pressure off. I don't have to remember any of this. I just turn around on my board, look at what I've got to do this month based on the last 8 years of running my business. If I need to improve or change things, I do. And if I don't, I just get on with it. Honestly, guys, it is so relaxing to know that it's all covered. I haven't got to worry that I'm missing out on something because it's all written there. Now, I kind of go one step further here because, as you know, I'm quite honest that I suffer with pretty severe GAD, which is anxiety. And so, you know, throughout the year, there are times that are more stressful. And because of that, I find that my anxiety flares up. So what I've actually done is gone one step further. And each month I've written a little note to myself. It's just one line and it tells me what this month is typically like each year. So for example, in September, it says this month is a pretty easy month, so relax. And I've got a smiley face. But for example, I have November, which says, this month you are a little exam stressed typically, so keep chugging on, and a little happy face. January says this month you may feel the nerves slash pressure, just so that I kind of know to expect that. Or, you know, if I'm feeling it, I'm thinking, okay, well, this happens every year, this is okay, and it just automatically relaxes me. And equally, you know, March says this month's quite calm. Don't think about the whole show. Take each number at a time. So, you know, it's just like writing notes to myself to say, you know, this is how it goes every year. You always manage to get through it. You always tackle these things. So don't panic. Head down and keep going. And I find that personally really useful. Now, that's not for everybody, but if you are someone who is similar to me and my mindset, then that might work for you. So perhaps consider it. So that's my annual to-do list, which is an absolute game changer, along with my daily to-do list, which I put all into the Monday.com that I was talking about. And the final thing that I want to say here, guys, and this is really important because this is mindset based. You've got to remember, there's no such thing as you've done all your work. And I think it's really important that we have to get out of the mindset of, oh, I've just got to get all my work done. That's just not realistic. You're always going to have work to do. And we're very lucky in the sense that we have a really varied working day and working week. And it's important to just be grateful sometimes and remember that in comparison to a lot of people, perhaps we have a much more varied life. You know, if your role is a little bit more office based, or if your role is perhaps, you know, retail based, your days can be quite monotonous and quite similar. And actually, our days and our weeks are extremely varied, and we should take a moment to be grateful for that and remember that when things feel tough. And as I say, remember that there's always going to be something to do. It's about being disciplined and keeping on top of things and accepting that your to-do list just will never be clear, and that's okay. And that's just how life is. But I think as soon as you sit down and accept that, that automatically makes things easier. Acceptance is a really big thing. It's like, you know, when you can't sleep at night and you're lying there and you're tossing and turning and you get more and more angry and more frustrated. If you actually just take some deep breaths and accept the situation for what it is. Okay, I'm lying down, I'm resting, I'm not asleep, it's not ideal, but I'm just going to relax, and at least my body's relaxing. I accept that this is the situation right now, and stop struggling against it. Immediately it feels better. And that's the same, I think, in our working day. If we just accept it and stop trying to fight against it, immediately everything does become calmer. There are always going to be busier points of the year running a dance school. You know, if it's exam season, or if it's show season, or if you have a competition team or a watching week or any kind of event, those times are going to be more difficult. And you might find that you go off plan, and that's okay. Just get yourself back on plan as quickly as you possibly can. But also acceptance. you know, accept that this is a busy period or a busy season. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It's not always going to be like this. Crack on. And then when you come out of it the other side, perhaps sit down and assess how you could have made it cleaner or easier or smoother for next time. And of course, add everything into your annual to-do list. And the last thing that I want to leave you with today, guys, which is super important and something that I feel like I've only really recently started really believing in, and that is, if you find it's a quiet day, that's okay. Stop trying to find things to do. I don't believe in this TikTok work aesthetic, which is hustle, 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 work, 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 head down, you know, sleep when you're dead. I just don't agree with it. You know what, guys, if that's you and that's your life, then great, well done. That's fantastic. And I salute you. But if you find that's not working for you, please do not be afraid to take a break. If you looked at and at your to-do list and you think, God, I haven't got much in today, that's fine. Go for lunch. Ring a friend. Sit down for 5 minutes. You know, go for a walk. Go and grab a coffee. Go and do a hobby. Go to the gym. Just do something for you. And if you find you've got a couple of hours spare, don't feel guilty, because there are going to be times in your season when you have no minutes spare. You are working flat out. So if time comes, just embrace it. Grab it. Don't find things to fill it. It doesn't matter if you spend a couple of days in a week as a business owner not doing very much. Don't judge yourself. It's okay. And in fact, that's exactly why you started in the first place. Have a great week, guys. I'll see you in the group. Thank you so much for joining me for today's podcast. I hope you found that useful and took away some valuable information. If you're enjoying this podcast, I would love it if you could like and subscribe. And if you're listening on iTunes, perhaps even leave me a little review or share it with someone else who you think it may benefit. If you're just starting out or in the first 2 years of your dance school business, follow the link in the show notes to join us at the Facebook group.